to crown this week's grand champion. So let's bring back from Reply of the Tiger, Jess Zimmerman. From Groovy Movie, Robert Pepe. From the Teetotalers playlist, Jess Medeiros. And from Six of Some, Paul Flaherty, to play our Ask Me One More final round. And our puzzle guru, Mary Tobler, will explain what this final round is all about.
In this final round, every correct answer will contain the name of a room, piece of furniture, or other item you would commonly find inside a house. We're playing this spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. The last person standing is our Ask Me Another grand prize winner. And for your prize, you'll receive a special Bell Jar journal, plus Meg Wolitzer will play a game of Scrabble with you. I said the stakes were high. Here we go. Jess Z. A children's game in which everyone must scramble to find an open seat when a song abruptly stops.
Musical chairs.
That's correct. Robert, traditional event thrown by the maid of honor to celebrate a woman's impending wedding.
A bridal shower. That's not it. That's it?
You got it. That's it. That's it. Jess M. In a book, it's a page listing the chapters and the pages on which they begin.
A table of contents.
Good job. Paul, you'll often find this 8-minute Led Zeppelin opus near the top of lists of the best rock songs of all time.
Stairway to Heaven.
That's correct. Jess Z. It's the personal computer operating system first released by Bill Gates' company in 1985. 3 more seconds. I'm sorry, time's up. Robert, can you answer? It's the personal computer operating system first released by Bill Gates' company in 1985.
Windows?
That's right. I'm sorry, Jesse, that means that you're out. Thank you. Jess M., the town where Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble lived.
Bedrock?
That's right. Paul, a two-word term for the metaphorical barrier erected by the Soviet Union between the West and its Eastern European allies.
Iron Curtain?
Iron Curtain is correct. Robert, it's the name of a Fox reality cooking show hosted by Gordon Ramsay and a neighborhood in Midtown Manhattan. He's thinking.
Kitchen Nightmares? That's not right.
No, I'm sorry. Jess M.?
Hell's Kitchen.
That's right, Jess M. I'm sorry, Robert. That means that you're out. Now we're down to two contestants, Jess M. and Paul. Paul, term used by Justin Timberlake when apologizing for an incident involving Janet Jackson during the halftime show of Super Bowl 38.
Wardrobe malfunction?
Wardrobe malfunction is it. Jess M. Abraham Lincoln is typically depicted wearing this type of hat. She's thinking. We'll give you 3 more seconds. I'm sorry. Paul, if you can get this, you'll be our Ask Me Another grand prize winner. Abraham Lincoln is typically depicted wearing this type of hat.
Stovepipe?
Stovepipe is correct.
Paul, you're our Ask Me Another big winner. Congratulations. One last round of applause for our VIP, Meg Wolitzer. That is our show. Thank you so much for listening. And if you would like to be a contestant, find us on Facebook or Twitter. Just look around for NPR Ask Me Another. And you can be a puzzle player anytime, anyplace by downloading our podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Mary Tobler.
Hey, my name anagrams to later, my bro.
Our house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Thou Joel to Cannon.
Our puzzle editor is Art Chung, with additional puzzle writing by Kyle Beakley, Greg Lightman, Greg Pliska, and J. Keith Van Stratton. Ask Me Another's produced by Jesse Baker, Josh Rogeson, Eleanor Kagan, Jess Miller, and our intern Lauren Moon, along with Portia Robertson-Migas and Eric Newsom. We are recorded by Damon Whittemore and Kristen Moeller. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, The Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.